The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Yeah, Jess Kelly is here again for Tech Takeover. Jess, portable chargers causing problems on planes is on the agenda this week. This is a story that should give everyone pause for thought.
Absolutely. It's funny, I'm sure you remember, Shane, we were in the US a number of weeks ago, and when we were on the plane during the normal safety demonstration, I noted that the cabin crew mentioned if you have a portable charger, disconnect it before takeoff, don't leave it connected during the flight unattended. I was on a flight to the UK 2 weeks ago on a Ryanair flight, and the same thing happened. The cabin crew said, if you have a portable charger, make sure that it's, you know, in your hand luggage, on your person, don't leave it in unattended. And I thought it was interesting because that wasn't always the case.
No.
As someone who travels a lot with portable chargers, it just jumped out at me. And this seems to be the norm right across the world at the moment. The Civil Aviation Authority has said that more awareness is needed about these portable chargers. And this is on the back of a flight that was rerouted because a passenger alerted crew to the fact that they had packed a portable charger into the hold.
It wasn't like there was a fire or anything. It was just, I wonder what made the passenger do that. I suppose maybe it was when they made the announcement.
Exactly it. So this is what's being said now is that the cabin crews on flights are flagging the need to have the portable charger on your person. They do say, if memory serves from the flight that I was on 2 weeks ago, it should be in your hand luggage or on your person. And I think that's the opportunity then for someone to flag, well, actually, it's in the hold.
So this plane, it was going to Egypt. They had to land in Rome and spend the night in Rome. So you wouldn't want to be that passenger.
It's a massive, not only is it an inconvenience for all of the passengers on board, but obviously there's a massive cost to go along with that for the airline, for hosting the people.
Now, we should say the passenger did the right thing by telling the air steward.
Yeah, and a lot of people will be thinking, well, why is this suddenly an issue? And it all comes down to the battery, the type of battery that's inside these portable battery packs. And it's the same sort of battery that's in your phone and so on. But issues have arisen over the last wee while with them overheating. So inside of these battery packs is a lithium ion battery. And they can overheat just even if you're not doing anything wrong. Just the pressure, the heat, the energy going into it, it can overheat. This first became a big issue a number of years ago when Samsung unveiled a phone. It was the Note 7. And it disappeared from the face of the earth because there was a massive issue with overheating. You know, users were reporting that the device was getting so hot they couldn't actually hold it.
Wow, yeah.
Parts of the materials were melting away. So we have seen this type of thing in the past. And anyone who's travelled on a plane in the last few while will know that part of the announcements now are if a device becomes dislodged or be stuck between seats, call for cabin crew, don't fight it out yourself. All of this has changed, and it's because of the lithium-ion batteries, because they can overheat. So what is being advised is, firstly, if you are bringing a portable power bank, you bring it in your hand luggage. You don't have it over stuck to your phone, charging your phone the entire time, because they can overheat. If you're charging the power bank via the plane, which I've seen some people do in the past, you don't know what wattage is going in from the plane into the power bank itself,
right.
So it can be too powerful for it. Also, if you leave, as we often do, if you fall asleep on the plane and you have the power bank under your leg, you have it hooked up to your phone, which is on your leg, the heat, again, can cause it to overheat. Not only can it damage the devices, but it can get to a stage where it is a fire hazard. And so although when you're going off in your hollybobs and you want to be in great form and not think about these things, it is something, it is a cause for concern. And I would just say to people, be very careful about, as I said, leaving them unattended, have them in your cabin baggage, and don't leave it stuck on charge the whole time.
So these are lithium ion batteries. So aren't there other products that have lithium ion? Like I'm trying to think, does my electric razor have a lithium ion battery?
The rechargeable batteries, yeah, exactly it. So, but again, it's because some of these power banks, the size and the scale of the battery, it would be 10,000 milliamps or 20,000 milliamps, which is an awful, like it's a big sized battery versus in your razor, it would be a much smaller scale okay. battery. And it's the fact that it can overheat because people aren't, and it's not just this, but some people aren't using them correctly. So they're using cables that don't have the CE, the quality assured mark on it. So you're putting in sort of a wonky cable into a device, leaving it plugged in over time. It can overheat. It can cause big problems. And I do think if people don't adhere to the advice in that, put it in your cabin luggage, it could get to the stage where they say you're not allowed to fly with them at all, which would be an absolute pain in the face for people like us who were travelling for work.
Yeah,
it's very useful to have those, so you need to be careful.
And obviously if a fire happens in the hold, that could be catastrophic.
Absolutely catastrophic. And I do think, again, part of the screening, when your cases go through the airport, they obviously go through an x-ray. And it could be the case that if you are found to have one of these in it, your bag could be pulled aside. You might get a call up saying you have to take it out, or perhaps your luggage may not travel. So it just,
people need to do the right thing here, don't they? And just follow the rules.
Follow the rules. We've done it for years in terms of making sure that our liquids are in the right cases, that they're not over or under or whatever it is. Travel has changed significantly. This is a bit of guidance that not only will keep people safe, but makes pure sense as well. You don't want to be the person that causes a flight to be diverted massively out of the way, or something much worse.
Sorry, lastly on this, maybe you said this already. Is there a suggestion you should keep the battery in a bag under your seat rather than in the overhead compartment?
Yeah, like that again, that's the on the flight that I was on a few weeks ago, the advice was that you take it out of your bag and you kind of have it on your in and around your person rather than up above. So like the advice here is always listen to the crew, listen to the people who are telling you what to do, because it will vary from airline to airline. But the fundamental thing that seems consistent from all of the research I've done is do not put it in your checked luggage, have it accessible and then respond and react accordingly when the crew tell you what to do.
Okay, give us your tech rec for the week, Jess.
Tech rec. I am a big headphone wearer. I see you go, like you like your headphones as well.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, big fan of headphones.
I wear, now the is that the right term, over-ear ones?
Yeah, yeah, which are better for your ears.
Although, I do worry about my hearing, and in the business we're in, we've headphones on a lot.
Yeah, I went to an audiologist a number of years ago for a report, and it was fascinating to understand, firstly, what happens to your ear when you put in-ear headphones into your ear.
Right.
There's all these teeny tiny little molecule-sized hairs inside your ear, and when you're putting in-ear headphones, you are squishing them down. So not only are over-ear headphones better from the point of view that you're not putting anything into your ear canal, also then with the over-ears, it's easier to just take the one on and off and give your ear is the oxygen and access to air. But going against all my own advice, here's what I actually do, not just what I say. I've got the new Samsung Buds 4 Pro.
Yeah.
And these are new headphones from Samsung. They're their in-ear headphones. They're beautiful looking. They're €260.
Yeah, so they do look nice.
They look really nice.
They look like, I must have funny ears because every ones I had always fell out the whole time.
Oh, really?
They look like they might actually be steadier, and
they are incredibly sturdy. So I, as I said to you a few weeks ago, I'm doing the mini marathon on Sunday. I've been wearing these while I'm training. I'll be wearing them as I go around the 10K on Sunday
with like kind of inspirational music,
yeah, like the Rocky music again, harping back to our thing.
Back to Philadelphia,
exactly.
And Ciara Kelly outrageously cheating on those steps. Sore about it, Jess.
It was awful. It was appalling. But if you are looking for good headphones that are great, not only for your exercising, they are very sturdy in the ear. But I also use them in the office for calls because the mic quality, they're not sort of the buds that were there before. They have sort of the longer arm, akin to what the Apple AirPods have. So in terms of mic quality for calls, they are great. They also have the noise cancelling, which you can turn on and off as you wish. They are very comfortable. They are expensive at €260, but I have to say they are my headphones du jour at the moment.
Yeah, and if you look, I've got my Sony ones. I think they were £200 or whatever. I've had them for about 4 or 5 years, and I'm using them every day.
Yeah, they're an investment. For me, it's if you do the cost per use thing, it makes pure sense. So again, the Samsung Buds, over the last few years, they've been great, but the 4 Pro are my favourites at the moment.
All right, bud. Thank you indeed, Jess Kelly.
I'm out of here.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.